I'm outside having a smoke right now. Because you've had me turned on all night. And because after I got off of work, I had to immediately come home and finish what I'd started before work, which was touching myself to those voice messages you left for me. As soon as I heard you say hello, I was so turned on. You make me so very horny and wet. Just knowing that you listen to my audios and knowing that you're constantly touching yourself to them is... It is intoxicating to know. So I'm outside having a smoke, trying to cool my nerves, trying to calm down enough to get some sleep. When all I want to do is hop on a plane and come to you. I don't even care what you look like at this point. I just, knowing that there's someone out there as perverted and nasty as I am. Knowing all the things that you want me to do to you and that you'd let me get away with doing to you is so tempting. I keep going back to that one picture, GIF, you sent to me of your tight little asshole winking at me. It's so pink and pretty, and I just want to eat it. I can't tell you all the things that I've thought about when I've come. The thought of being with someone older than me. And someone who wants me to use them and wants me to spoil them and make them beg and make them cry. God, I want you. I want you so bad. And it sucks because I know you want me to. I know you find me absolutely irresistible. And the fact that I don't get to meet you at the airport in some skirt and crop top with no bra or panties on. Just waiting for the chance to flash you and tease you all the way back to your house. I mean, we've already talked about what we were going to do in the car. How I was going to lean over and take your cock in my mouth while you're driving. And then how I'm going to lean the other way, stick my ass up for you. And let the people driving by see the look on my face as your fingers absolutely pound in and out of me making me into a wet mess all over the car. I really wonder what your mouth will feel like. Will feel like. I see that as if it's ever gonna happen. But still, you said that you had a beard, and I saw it in one of the videos. And now I can't help but imagine the feeling of it between my thighs and between my cheeks. It just sucks because I know that you would treat my ass so well. I can already feel how you would spread it apart and use your tongue to rim me and fuck me, spitting inside of my gaping ass for you, feeling one of your bigger fingers than mine slipping inside to get me even bigger before you know I'm going to let you fuck my ass. And that would only be the beginning. Because we both know that by the end of the night, my ass is not the only one that's going to be getting fucked. I wonder if you've ever had someone like... I know you talk about your ex, which is rude, but I let you do it. Because I know you're just bringing it up to talk about the times that you've done filthy things that you'd be doing with me if you could. But really, I wonder if she just ate your ass like she had to, or if she ate it like she loved it. Because I can tell you that I eat like I've been starving for weeks. And when it comes to being able to eat a fine ass, I have been starving. And it's been more than weeks, and I would do. God, the things I would do just to have an ass like yours right in front of my face, even if we were out here on the porch, just hoping no one walked by. Hoping no one saw this older gentleman and this young lady with him bent over the porch railing and her on her knees behind him, milking him, getting nice and slobbery from your balls to your taint. Back to your ass. You told me I could take my time with doing all these audios and stuff for you, but honestly, I'm eager. You make me want to do them because you make me want to turn you on. You make me want to make you think dirty, deplorable things about me. I wonder what the worst thing you've ever thought about me is. I wonder if there's something you haven't shared yet. Because if so, I desperately want to hear it. God, I'm pathetic about this. You've got me absolutely swooning over you. I hope you wake up to this and can't help but listen to it. I hope it's so tempting that you can't help but listen, and when you do, you get so hard that you can't help but touch yourself. I want you to touch yourself. For me. Because I said so. Are you doing it right now? I wonder. If you were, I'd want you to edge yourself. I'd want you to play with your balls and tug on them for me. I'd want you to take one hand and jerk yourself while the other hand goes down to your tight little asshole. And your finger just pokes, prods, and roams around. And I want you to pretend it's me. If I was there, I'd have your knees up by your ears. And I'd be kissing your neck and your ears. And down to your nipples. And down your chest. As I slide a finger in and out of your ass. Watching as you touch yourself for me. And then I think I would spit on you. And spit in your ass and see if you can take two. I'm sure you can. We're gonna work up to a lot more than two. Not tonight, but soon. I love doing these for you. I genuinely do. I wish I was there when you come for me. Are you gonna come for me? Have you been touching yourself this whole time? When you come for me, I want you to imagine. God, what to pick. You could always come deep inside of me. Inside of my pussy or my ass. I mean, I'm completely protected, so we're safe, so it's not like you'd have to use protection. Or you can always come all over yourself and inside of your own mouth, but as I have your knees pinned up, licking your asshole. That one's a favorite of mine. The idea of you coming all over your own face is very erotic to me. And then I want to suck you dry. I want to overstimulate you to where it practically hurts. And then I want you to hold me. I want all of the 6 foot something of you to tower over the 5 foot five of me and just completely surround me. and cuddle me and tell me I did a good job and that I'm a good girl. But for now, what I want you to do is when you're done with this, tell me all about how you touched yourself and then send it to me so that I can hear it. I know you will, because you're a very good boy. I have to go inside and go to sleep, but I'm sure I'll be dreaming of you.